Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. My name is Sean Kreitz. I'm joined over the phone by the one, the only, the ever so great Mayor Sandy Bowman. How are you doing, Mayor Sandy Bowman?
Great. How are you? Thanks for the illustrious introduction.
Yeah, no problem. Always. Man, we haven't talked since last year. Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, no kidding.
laughing at my own jokes, always the worst. We had council the other night. I believe you led off with a proclamation about Family Literacy Day. What'd you all say?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically with that, we want to thank the Buffalo Regional Library for all the work they do, especially all the work they do for the youth and the community, all the children. I think it's just very important to kind of emphasize that and to let people know what's going on there. I've spent a few times there reading books to the kids, and it's an amazing experience. So it's just something just to thank the Buffalo Regional Library for all the great work they do in the community.
Love to hear that. Definitely a great building that we have right there. One of the main takeaways, I believe, from council was the Heritage Resources Management Plan. Can you break that down for someone who doesn't know?
Absolutely. So it's important we work to preserve the historic sites we have in the RMWB. And honestly, the report we got back from Michael Doherty, as well as historian author Blair Jean. I mean, honestly, the whole council was on the edge of their seats the whole time, listening to the stories and what they had to share, as well as the photographs. And I mean, Blair Jean, if you want to know where something was and how it got there and how someone came to live in this region, he is the guy to talk to. It was actually an amazing presentation, and it's thoroughly enjoyed it. And it really sets the stage for more work we can do and what can be done in the region to preserve what we have. Because after the presentations, we've seen how much we've lost in the community, whether it's by natural disaster or just by building different buildings and tearing things down. We just take a look at what we're doing and preserve these things. But welcome Blair Jean back anytime. It was an excellent presentation and an excellent talk with him and council.
Do you have like a timeline on how you're going to move forward on that to move forward?
No any specific timeline, but it is a plan. And as these spaces are designated as historic sites, we'll look for that plan to protect those sites.
And a lot of things going on in the RMWB. Just the other day, Kiam Park officially opened. How did that all go down?
That went amazing. It was a great day of sharing stories, just a great vibe from the public. We had great interaction from a lot of the surrounding communities and rural communities we have here. And also with that, the first time the First Nations and Métis flags were raised with the Canadian, Albertan and RMWB flag at Kiam Park, as well as at the Jubilee. So we've seen those flags being raised in Fort Chipewyan over the summer, and now to have it here for the first time, it really really shows where we're going with this community. And we also thank the past council for the flag policy they put in place. And even for the park itself, we want to thank the Downtown Revitalization Advisory Committee for all the work they did and all the public engagement they did to come to where they were with that park and what they have included in it. And also for the funding, we need to thank the Government of Alberta and the Government of Canada and our past council for approving the project. I believe the Government of Canada put in $3.8 million towards it. So it's nice to see when the governments come in to step up to help the community and grow and kind of fill these spaces like this.
Why do you think a park in that spot is important for downtown?
I think parks are important anywhere, not necessarily in that spot, but I just think we've seen that spot empty for so long and not really any direction. So that's why the Downtown Revitalization Advisory Committee did a lot of engagement, and it goes to what that engagement showed. We wanted beautification, we wanted to improve the quality of life of the residents, and I think anybody goes down to the park and takes a walk through, we'll see that. And even local sports organizations were asked about it. The Northern Trailblazers, they were involved with the engagements. So there's a lot of different groups were actually pulled in. Our Arts Council, they were all pulled into it. So you can go to that. There's some beautiful art. It's a local artist. I think it's something people really enjoy all seasons.
Have you taken any Instagram selfies with the murals, Mayor Sandy Bowman? I know you're a big selfie guy.
I have not. I don't even remember last time I took a selfie, so that was probably a different mayor you're thinking of. Wasn't me. Maybe it was Don. I don't know.
All right. Okay. That's cool. Hey, hold the phone there, Mayor Sandy Bowman. We just need to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, and then we'll be right back. We recap council, but there is a ton of things going down in the RMWB for literally the next month.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back here on Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Kreitz, and joined over the phone with the one and only Mayor Sandy Bowman. The hustle doesn't stop, though, because Arctic Winter Games are now firing up next week. What can you say about hosting these games?
We're super excited. We have eight different teams from eight different countries, including our own, coming. And I really hope that they get to experience our local culture here and our local indigenous culture that we have in these games. I'm looking forward to showcasing the RMWB as a whole and including everyone we have in our community. So these countries coming in, they'll be our ambassadors. Those 2,000 athletes and coaches, they'll leave here and be ambassadors of the RMWB and show what kind of region we have.
Do you think hosting will just boost the economy in any way? Do you think it'll help the region in any way?
I think so, yeah. And as I just mentioned, as these 2,000 people come from all over the Northern Hemisphere here, they'll go back, and that's our best advertising is. And we talk about social media and Instagram, as you mentioned. They're going to be posting things quite a bit. That's my thought. So that there alone will go through the entire world, just showing what this region is and how inclusive we are. And not to mention just all the indigenous culture and heritage that this community has. And really what I encourage our local residents to attend all these games, there's so much going on. And it starts on Sunday as the opening ceremonies, but there's so much going on this time throughout the entire RMWB from Conklin to Fort McKay. So really get involved.
And then once those finish up, we have like maybe a week break, and then winter play, like Shootout on the Snai, that starts firing up like mid-February. What do you have to say just about like winter play coming up right after?
We're always excited. Winter play is always an amazing event here. I mean, just the look of the transformation of the Snai when you start putting in the ball rinks, the entire community is kind of excited about it. And we're a community that is mostly winter, so winter play is up our alley. So we're really excited about that. And this is the first one since COVID. So it's something that's going to, I think, bring a lot of people out. We've seen a lot of events well attended since the last year, since we've kind of been able to open things up. The community is excited to get out and get involved. So I think winter play will be probably one of the best ones yet.
Are you going to be rounding up a council team to get a team together on the ice?
We have myself, Ken Ball. I can barely skate. Ken's a good hockey player. Can't speak for anybody else. So it's 3-on-3, so unless CEO Paul Thorvaldsen is hiding some hidden skills we don't know about, I'm not sure we have enough for a 3-on-3 team.
Just dress him up as a player, but then just tell him to go lie down in net and play a pretend goalie.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to winter play and everything Shootout on the Snai. Finally, maybe you want to vent a little bit here, Mayor Sandy Bowman, because the province came out and essentially said that like centralized dispatch for EMS was A-okay, and you were not happy with that.
Yeah, I guess light. I'm very disappointed with the report to come out, because since taking this role and Minister Copping took his role as Minister of Health really around the same time, we've been kind of working together and wanting to get these reports, wanting to get these statistics back so we can look at them and take a clear overview, non-biased assessment of the whole program. I'm disappointed that they didn't make the RMWB a different, basically separate from everything else. So when it's your rural, and it's your rural as the entire Alberta, whereas we're the largest. Like I've said several times in interviews, we're 5,000 square kilometers bigger than the province of Nova Scotia. That's the RMWB alone. Including us with anyone else doesn't make any sense. A lot of the things in the report, great for Edmonton, Calgary, centers like that, but we don't share those issues. Our only issue is our EMS dispatch when someone calls for an ambulance, it goes to 911 here. We transfer it to Edmonton, Calgary, Peace River. Then they decide if an ambulance is going to be sent, when it's going to be sent, and where it's going. And being a municipality of this size, they don't know how things work up here. We have over 100 trap lines people could be lost on. And looking at a map from the top, a trap line could look like it's 10 kilometers from a road, but that road may not even be accessible by a vehicle. So we just need to be looked at differently than anyone else. We know how to run our EMS dispatch. We've been doing it for 40 years, and it was working fine. The last four governments actually turned down the recommendation from AHS for the centralized. It was only this government right now did it. But I don't really want to make it it's political at all. I just want to know them to do what's right. We listen to our firefighters. We listen to our people that are here. Our EMS has gone through fires and floods. They know how to operate our systems. I'm listening to them. They're telling me it doesn't work. Our residents that call 911 or tell me horror stories of what they've gone through trying to get help. We know it doesn't work. We need a different system up here, whether it's working with the centralized plan, but we need to be looked at differently than the rest of the province, as we're home to six First Nations, six Métis communities, as well as an urban center. It just can't be compared to anyone else. There's no one else that fits the roadmap like we do.
And how is it like moving forward here? I think I remember just reading that you had like some meetings scheduled. Are those still on the way? Have they happened?
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to some more meetings, and I am looking forward to meeting with having our MLAs in attendance, as well as the Minister of Health, to sit down and look for a solution here. We've got this data, and even in there, one thing I did agree with in their report was that the rural response is lower than average for the rest of the country. Now, when you look at lower than average, again, that's average out all of Alberta, that shows you how bad it is. And their solution is better trained people and better technology. We already have the best trained people. We've received the Award of Excellence several times from the International Dispatch. So we already have the best trained people. And I would like to think that our Alberta Health Services already use the best technology. And if there's better technology out there, I would hope that would just be a given that we're going to use that. But it's not going to be, that's not something we need to add to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all checks out. I think those are very fine words. Anything else we haven't covered, whether it was in the council meeting or anything going out about the RMWB that you'd want to just touch on?
Just a big shout out to people that attend the Arctic Winter Games coming up next week. It's an event for the entire community. It's a time to showcase our culture and our diversity in our region. Get out, attend the games, or even volunteer. I know they're still looking for volunteers for different things, but let's get out to the games and try to get everybody out there.
Wonderful. Mayor Sandy Bowman, I always appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule and just having a lovely chat with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back here on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. Now I have a guest in studio here. Big thank you for coming in today and taking some time out of your day. It's Brittany with the United Way.
Yes, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back here.
Yeah, quick breakdown. United Way, what do y'all cover around the region?
Holy man. Well, we cover everything around the region, from poverty to kids to homelessness. We are definitely in all of the action at the United Way, and we are hands in a fury right now with our upcoming Local Love event happening on February 14th.
Yeah, break it down. New event coming up in February. What's it all about?
Yeah, so this is our first annual Local Love Soiree. So we're having it on Valentine's Day. A great reason, obviously, to come out, support your community, but also a good idea for a date night or even a Galentine's Day. We are going to be having lots of yummy foods. We have music, a live band. We've got a DJ and a silent auction, as well as a live auction. So we are offering something for everybody.
Very cool. And is there a dress code to this? How should people be dressing up for this?
You know, it's more like soiree style, so definitely I wouldn't come in Lululemons, but I would definitely come a little more business casual, or however you would go out on a date with your significant other.
That's right. If you're doing the cozy Galentine's or the bro version of it, that's for at home with the chips and pop. This
exactly.
is like if you want to treat yourself a little bit,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah, exactly. It's just supposed to be such a good night out for everybody and something for our community to come come together to help support the United Way.
Mm-hmm. Kind of touched on it. Who can all come? It's not just specifically a date night thing, hey?
No, it's open to everybody 18 or over. So everyone is welcome. And we are hoping to just have a wonderful a bunch of people come out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who's going to be performing? You mentioned a DJ and a band. Is it to be announced?
So no, we actually have Michaela and Dan Gillies will be playing. Ooh. So they are a super fun live band with lots of great music. She's got a beautiful voice. So it's sure to be a fun night to kick off your shoes.
Awesome. Love the sounds of that. And the type of food, I forget, did you mention that?
Yeah, so it's going to be very love-based, obviously being local love as well as Valentine's Day. So it'll be some yummy appetizers and finger foods just coming around for everybody to enjoy.
I like the sounds of that. How much are tickets?
So tickets are $125, and you can go to our website, which is locallove.uwymm.ca, or you can check out our website as well as our Facebook page or our Instagram. It's everywhere.
Yeah, so easy to find the details on this bad boy. Anything else we need to know about the Local Love Soiree for everyone out there?
No, just that we're really looking forward to seeing everybody come dressed in your best or something like it and bring your sweetheart or just come out for a really good time.
Brittany, it's always a pleasure seeing you in studio here. She's with the United Way. Thank you for taking the time today.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.